I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The local theater company, Seven Tyrants Theater, is about to bow their latest production, the Keith Huff play, A Steady Rain. It's a dark play that's gotten good notices on its storytelling and repartee. Two friends since kindergarten, Joey and Denny, have worked together as policemen. They're practically family. A domestic call causes their friendship to come into focus. The actor David Newham joins me now, co-starring Daniel Dirksen. Mr. Newham plays Denny in this production that begins Friday the 16th of February at the Penthouse Studio Theater, 1019 Seymour Street. The play will be performed in the rarely open private rooms above the historic Penthouse nightclub. David Newham is a Vancouver-based theater artist who has over 10 years' experience as a producer, director, and actor. He is co-artistic producer and a founding member of Seven Tyrants Theater, which has been nominated for the Jesse Richardson Award. His recent directing credits include Top Dog, Underdog, Ebenezer, Mozart and Salieri, and Beggar's Opera. He is a graduate of the University of British Columbia and Douglas College. Visit SevenTyrants.com for tickets. The production is directed by Bill Devine and runs until the 3rd of March, Wednesdays to Sundays. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, David Newham. Mr. Newham, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
See, the show's about to open in about a week or so.
Okay.
I'm talking to about just under 2 weeks before the show's about to open. What's it like, I mean, in terms of where you are in the timeline as to the production itself? Are you have you had a chance to get into the space yet and work there?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been lucky because our space is actually a brand-new studio theater located at the Penthouse, which is a historic building downtown Vancouver, 1019 Seymour Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a chance to work in the space many years ago during our first production of Beggar's Opera, one of our original musicals. And we rehearsed in these rooms at the Penthouse. And they're a very interesting place to be. You know, this is where back in the 50s, people like... Carol, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, among others, would party in these rooms.
Right.
You know, they'd have performances downtown and or at the Penthouse, and then they'd come upstairs to these rooms above the nightclub when they would have these kind of private parties. So these rooms are very interesting places to be. They sometimes open them up for tours, and we got lucky to get in them a number of years ago, as I say. And then as we were planning out our 2017-2018 season, we thought, you know, this would be a good place to do a show, very atmospheric.
Yeah.
And so over the last number of months now, last 3 months or so, we've been working there to, you know, not only in producing the play, but to actually develop the space itself. So we now have a little 40-seat black box theater in the venue.
Yeah, so, I mean, because of the themes of this show, A Steady Rain, it does lend itself well to the experience of actually watching the show, right?
I think so. You know, the play focuses on, it's actually drawn a little bit from real life crime, which is the you know, the Jeffrey Dahmer case.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty grisly stuff. And it centers around two police officers in Chicago who are, you know, best friends, grew up together, joined the force, and they get mixed up in, you know, a routine call where they run into a Vietnamese boy. And they inadvertently return him to the hands of the serial killer cannibal.
Mm.
And so the play centers around the relationship between these two cop characters, Denny and Joey. So I play Denny, and then my partner in crime, Daniel Dirksen, plays Joey. And so it's a two-handed show, and the idea is it's the story is told, and it's written in this just incredibly interesting and dynamic way by Keith Huff, and this is kind of his jump out, I think it's fair to say, one of his breakout pieces of writing. And he went on to be, you know, he's one of the main writers on Mad Men and also House of Cards on Netflix. And so the dialogue is just very cutting and very vivid. And he puts together this story. And you listen to the two sides of the story, and the audience kind of gets to judge which story is more accurate, because they sometimes contradict one another, they sometimes support one another. And you get kind of two sides to the tale, and you get to see how you know, being a cop is, you know, a difficult job, and you know, decisions have to be made in very quickly, and sometimes they're the wrong decisions.
So your character is Denny, as you just mentioned. What's he like?
Yeah, so Denny is a lot of fun to play. He's You know, he's the king of his own castle, and he plays both sides of the streets. I think for him, his family is the most important thing to him, and you know, he sees himself as a family man, a protector, a provider, and that bleeds over maybe a little too much into his job, which is also to be a hero, to be the guy out on the streets stopping the bad guys. And so he takes it a little too far. You know, he loses sight of the boundaries. And as the story unfolds, you begin to see where that becomes a problem. As you know, certain decisions, bad decisions, begin to mount up. So it's a lot of fun to play Denny because you know he has a lack of he has a kind of a devil may care attitude and a lack of knowledge of boundaries. So he's a bit of freewheeling and. Lots of energy. It's fun to play.
And so you mentioned your co-star already, and the character that he plays is
Billy,
that
yeah.
Is that say the opposite of Danny? Say,
well, I think you know they grew up together, so they kind of come from the same place. And when the play starts, they're sort of maybe seen as a little bit of opposite. Joey is on the down and outs. You know, he's been drinking too much. He's an alcoholic. Denny has a family. You know, he has a wife. He's got his kids. He's a provider, and he's trying to help Joey out. He's trying to get Joey off of you know the alcohol and these types of things. Kind of support him, inviting him over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And as the play goes on, they sort of switch places in a way. And Joey comes away from his addictions and finds a strength. And Denny. Descends a little bit down into a darker place where Joey kind of started out.
So when you work with Daniel on this, because you work with Daniel professionally, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming that the two of you are friends.
We are, yeah. This one of the reasons we wanted to do this play. We started the company together a little over 10 years ago, and we trained together at the UBC BFA Conservatory Training Program for Actors. And formed the company shortly after we graduated. So all these years we've spent, you know, we did a little bit of acting, well, lots of acting together in theater school, and then a little bit when we formed the company. But over the years we've mostly been the director, designer, overseeing full productions. And so we hadn't had a chance to get on stage together in a while. So we wanted to do that and get back on stage. It was our 10th anniversary season this season. And we wanted to do something together. And I had seen this play, come across it a number of years ago, and knew it was good, but when I sat down and reread it, I realized, you know, this is actually super cutting stuff and actually very timely as well in terms of what's happening around us in society.
Yeah.
And then being a two-hander, I thought it was a great vehicle for us to be back together. And we also saw it as a little bit of a B-side to our production last season, which was Top Dog Underdog by Susan Laurie Parks, which explores similar themes.
Yeah. Now, so the chance to work together... And the material that you have, obviously, I mean, I'll ask you, because I'm assuming that the two of you learned something, or maybe not, about friendship. Do you?
I think that I think it helps in many ways that we are close friends in real life, as it were, as well as, you know, that's where the characters come from. And I think that there's a history that we're drawing upon that's real in terms of our relationship. And, you know, we know one another's thoughts in the way that, you know, good friends know one another, what one another is thinking. And we've worked very closely together, as you say, professionally all these years on different productions. And we've collaborated on producing and creating new Canadian theater pieces. You know, we've produced a number of original musicals and original plays. So we do know one another very, very well, and it's been interesting in the rehearsal process as we dive more, you know, further and further into the characters to realize that these guys have a very similar relationship, and it is a kind of a, you know, when you know somebody, I think everyone knows this a little bit in their own lives, that when you know somebody very, very well, you know, you forgive one another for things, but you also say things to one another that you shouldn't say, and then forgive one another for it after, And things kind of have a subtext that you can feel with that person. And I think that's really lended itself in the play because these guys come from the same place. They've been working together their whole lives. And it's allowed us to really, I think, find that relationship in a very authentic way.
Now the it's a two-man show, but there is a third person in terms of the director, and
right.
For me who's not who's never I enjoy going to the theater, but I've never even thought of acting myself. What's it like when you're working with a director like Bill Devine, and that process in terms of what you learn, say, about the show, learn about the dialogue, learn about the production, that you pick up in these few days of rehearsal before the show starts, that you bring nightly to the performance? I mean, I'm curious to know what the discussion, say, the three of you have, that you're going to find useful as the show runs.
Yeah, I'm working with Bill Devine has been awesome. It's been incredible. Bill's been a mentor of mine and Dan's for a number of years. He's been a member of our board and helped us in the early days of the company, particularly with getting things in the right direction. And he's an incredible director, a very, very insightful man. And, you know, what I like about Bill is there's no BS. He'd tell you right away when you're doing something wrong, which we do often. And, you know, one of the things that I think we talk a lot about is the communication with the audience, because a lot of the text is delivered to the audience. And finding, you know, ways to bring the narrative of this story and make it very active. And also to make sure that the story is clear, because there's a lot of vivid details along the way. Mm. And so we work on a technical level to make sure that in a technical sense that the delivery of the ideas is clear, and that the pacing is not becoming repetitive or not becoming boring, and that we're doing that, those, you know, moving things along. But then also I think in terms of understanding the story and understanding these guys and what the stakes actually are for these guys, you know, that their whole worlds, their lives, everything is on the line. And so it's been a good collaborative effort, I think, between the three of us, finding, you know, some of the truth that's in the play. And, you know, and it is also, as I mentioned, founded in reality in the Jeffrey Dahmer story. So these things actually happened, and they continue to happen, you know, where you know, police are involved in doing what they think is best to try to make the city a safer place to live, but end up making the wrong decision, and you know, how we treat police officers and what happens to them in those situations. You know, there's a human story there as well.
Yeah, you mentioned that you'd read the play and you thought that this was a good fit for you and Daniel. At what point do you select a director, and because you know, you hear of production, you know, you read reviews of productions where they say it works or it doesn't work. Does a director play a big part in that, say?
I think they do, you know, being a director myself. I think that the director, in my view, they're the taster. You know, they're the person that decides, you know, this is, you know, for any given production, this is what our show should be.
Mm.
And because there's a lot of ideas, and I think a good director takes all the ideas and listens to everybody's idea, and then, you know, even if it's not their own, chooses what they think is the best idea for that production. And so what you get there is a kind of consistency in thought and a consistency in choices. And I think for us, Bill was an obvious choice for us. Yeah, it was somebody that, as I mentioned, we'd worked with on the sidelines for a number of years. Of course, Bill ran and was the artistic director of Sea Theatre, which is a long history in Vancouver. And he was instrumental in our early days in making sure that we were making good decisions as a company and giving us food for thought. You know, we would meet for coffee and things like that over the years. And so when it came time, I had directed the last number of productions, and Dan had written music for the last number of productions and musical directed. And so, you know, when we decided that we were both going to be on stage this time and that we needed somebody who was going to be able to kick our butts, and so Bill was our first choice, and thankfully he agreed to do it.
So when you have directed in the past, and now you are the actor on stage taking direction, is that difficult? Say, are you able to turn off the director part of your brain
Yeah, you know, it's actually delightful. It's I trained as an actor, and my first experiences in the theater as a younger person were as an actor, and I'm trained for about 5 years professionally and worked professionally as an actor. So for me, it's sort of getting back to my roots, and I've worked even, you know, recently on you know, the odd thing here or there, but I've mostly directed the last while. So being a director, you shoulder, as I say, all these decisions. So, you know, it's a lot of weight, and everybody's coming to you asking you questions, and you don't always know the answer to their questions. Mm. So it's been nice to just focus on my own role and to have something that I can kind of work on myself and bring that to the table for other people to help me with. So to be honest with you, I've been enjoying not making too many decisions.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago that this is the 10th season of Seven Tyrants Theater. This is a company that both you and Daniel founded. What's it been like to look back at 10 years? Because, I mean, that's a good number to look at in terms of it's a good number to stop and look back at. And look ahead, obviously. When you think about its growth and what it's meant to the city, I mean, what are you thinking about as you hit 10, say?
Yeah, it's a milestone for sure. We feel really proud of everything we've done. You know, we've written and created and produced over a dozen new Canadian productions, and we've also brought some premieres of really excellent work to the city. And, you know, I think about the number of, particularly in our early days, the number of actors and artists of minority who were involved in all of our productions. We wrote a trilogy of productions about China and a number of other things that involved a lot of different people in our company. And I think over the years of the number of different artists I've met and worked with and been able to hopefully help along their way with producing work. And all of that, you know, we're really proud of. At the same time, it doesn't feel like 10 years. You know, we can't believe it's been 10 years. And, you know, it's hard for me to believe some of the traction we've gotten just in the last number of years. So we look forward to more years of producing work, and we hope that we're providing something of worth to the citizens of the city, as it were, and the audience that comes to see the shows. And certainly the feedback from many has been good, and we're happy to provide something unique and something engaging.
Yeah. Now, I mean, in terms of looking ahead, I mean, I know you're in the midst of this production, A Steady Rain, but, I mean, what's down the pike, say, for the company?
Well, we're looking at formulating plans for next season at this point. We have... the space, which I think is part of what people will maybe be interested to come and see, in addition to the show, obviously, is to come down and see the new studio space that we've got downtown at 1019 Seymour Street at the Penthouse.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty proud of that. You know, we got a little 40-seat studio theater going there, and we're starting to think about what kind of programming we might have next season, possibly being a two-show season.
Uh-huh.
And maybe some new works as well coming. We've been talking about remounting a piece from our history, and also we've got a new piece that we're working on. But it'll all depend on funding and what happens there, and then also our energy at the end of this run and how much we want to take on next season.
So season after season, in terms of, your own workload, how does that change? I mean, is Seven Tyrants Theater, is that your day job, say? Or, I mean, you do other things, too. You have other projects.
Yeah, unfortunately, in this city, I don't make enough, anyways, to live solely off of my work from Seven Tyrants. So I do other things as well. But you know, it's a part-time professional job in the sense that we meet regularly, even, you know, in between shows to discuss company issues and push different initiatives forward. And we're trying, you know, grant applications and board meetings and annual financial reviews and things like that are kind of the day job and the bread and butter of any theater company.
Yeah, I mean, it is exciting, and it's admirable the work that you do in terms of this company, that you're able to work as you do in terms of do the projects like A Steady Rain that you want to do. But what's it like to be in the arts in this town? Because you have mentioned just how bloody expensive it is.
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy. Everyone's got to find their own way and, you know, find gigs and find jobs that work for them and that allow them to do what they want to do. You know, a lot of people that I know, friends of mine, you know, socially, they'll say, like, geez, I don't know how you do that. How do you do that? And, you know, all of this on top of, you know, making a living in Vancouver. and I think it's just something that you either want to do or you don't. I think if you really want to be an artist, you'll be an artist. And it's not really, it's a choice, of course, but in one sense, you'll always find a way to make that expression if that's something that you want or that's something that's inside you. So I feel like, you know, there's times when, you know, it's difficult. You know, I don't see my wife very much these days. So I'm in rehearsal a lot. But hopefully she forgives me eventually. You know, you make it work. You make it work for you.
And it is an exciting community, isn't it? I mean, I talk to folks like you who work in this city, in the theater especially, and no matter the challenges outside of the business, if you will, outside of the work, it's a community that sustains itself because there are so many people like you who stay here.
Yeah, it's a really interesting nut because I think it's a really vibrant community of theater artists in Vancouver. And I think that on the whole, it's a very supportive community as well. I think that, and, you know, there's a friendly sense of competition, but I don't ever feel like it's an ugly competition. And I think, so that's all really good. I think the challenge is with getting audiences, growing the audience, getting more audiences to come out to see independent theater particularly. I think some of the big houses, the Arts Club and Bard, do very well, and hopefully they continue to do better. But I also hope that, you know, the independent companies like ours will find ways of working together to grow those audiences. You know, I think years ago we had the C7 passes, which I think was a great idea and something that, you know, should maybe be looked at resurrecting to encourage the audience growth to come and see shows like Steady Rain and realize, like, this is really great content that's out there.
Yeah.
Because it is a vibrant community, and but it's also difficult, I think, given the economic environment in Vancouver, the price of rent, which not only, frankly, hits you as a person in your day-to-day life, but also as a producer, you know, paying rent for venues. It's a very, very expensive city to operate in.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on 10 years. Long may it continue, and I appreciate your time today, David, and as I say it, your business, break a leg.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Really appreciate it. Really nice talking to you.
SevenTyrants.com is the website for tickets. A Steady Rain by Keith Huff is on at the Penthouse Studio Theater the 16th of February through to the 3rd of March. David Newham joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.